So, the gods and goddesses. These divine beings permeate all aspects of our cosmos. They belong to one of two tribes, the Aesir or the Vanir. The Aesir are warriors. They dwell in Asgard and handle most aspects of law and order, defending it in battle, maintaining it through their swift and often deadly system of justice, and, on occasion, disrupting it by means of pranks, tricks, and crimes. They cherish loyalty, honor, and a fight-for-what's-right sensibility above all else, except when they are engaged in pranks, tricks, and crimes. A good time to be around the Aesir is on the battlefield. They will always have your back. A bad time to be around the Aesir is when they're drinking mead together. Then the insults start flying, and wow, some of those Aesir insults can make your ears bleed. The more peaceful Vanir oversee the nature side of things, such as fertility, the seasons, crop growth, and the like from their homeworld of Vanaheim. They appreciate groovy, laid-back calm, and finely crafted macrame handbags. The Vanir are not complete pacifists, however. Take the Aesir-Vanir War. According to historic accounts, it was triggered by a sorceress from Vanaheim who some say was Freya herself. The witch traveled the worlds performing elf magic, or Alfseder. She put on a show in Asgard for Odin and the other gods. The Aesir were impressed with her powers until they realized she was using them for one purpose, to obtain their gold. No offense, Freya, but your lust for gold is probably how the rumors about you being the sorceress got started. Her greed offended the Aesir, so they did the only logical thing. They burned her. 3 times, actually. Each time, she popped out of the flames uncharred. Finally, though, she'd had enough. She returned to Vanaheim, posted a 1-star rating for her stay in Asgard, and boom, war erupted. No one knows how long the two tribes fought, but eventually both sides got sick and tired of it. They called a truce. To seal the deal, they did a deity hostage exchange, Freya, Frey, and their dad Njord of Vanaheim, for Asgard's Mimir and Honir. I'd like to say that it all worked out fine, but I suspect Mimir would disagree since he got his head cut off for being sassy with the Vanir. And how Freya wound up back in Vanaheim in charge of Folkvanger is anyone's guess. But that's the divine for you. They operate by their own set of rules. Speaking of which, listen on to learn more about the Norse deities. Odin. Type: God. Homeworld: Asgard. Appearance: a weathered warrior, muscular and barrel-chested, close-cropped gray hair and tidy square-cut beard. Eye patch over left eye, right eye is deep blue. Exudes power and wisdom. Family: married to the goddess Frigg and father of many sons, including the god Baldur. Best known for being the All-Father, king of the gods, the god of war and death, and of poetry and wisdom. Oversees Valhalla, where he receives half of those who die bravely in battle, the Inherjar. Can shapeshift. Continually seeking new knowledge and often consults the disembodied head of the wise being Mimir for advice. Author of many books, including his latest, 7 Heroic Qualities. Favorite weapon. Odin is frequently seen with his spear, Gungnir. Told you everything important here has a name. Animal companions. Odin is often accompanied by the wolves Giri and Freki and the ravens Hugin and Munin, who bring him information from all over Midgard. He rides the flying 8-legged steed Sleipnir across the sky and into the underworld.